This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's get some perspective on what the Browns did in the draft, and we turn to a man in the know, especially when it comes to Colorado football. Always enjoyed watching him at Northwestern, at Colorado, and right now he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. It is Gary Barnett. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Gary.
Doing well, guys. Good morning in Cleveland.
Good morning to you.
Is it cool? We think it is.
It's cool if I call you Coach, right? That's how I see you. I'll always respect you as being a coach, just so you know that.
Sure, thanks. Whatever you want to call me.
All right, GB.
So there you go.
What was it like in Colorado as Shadur didn't go in the first, second, third, fourth rounds? It was weird. It became the national story, Gary.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, Shadur is a product of what college football is right now, and that is a player run and controlled situation. And you know, the players call the shots. They leave when they want to leave. They demand a certain amount of money. They don't practice if they don't want to practice. They don't, you know, I mean, he's coming from an environment, and it's not his fault, but the combination of the environment that he's been in for 4 years, along with his family environment, you know, he just didn't understand what that situation was really like. And, you know, he felt, I don't want to say he fell victim to it, but he certainly has learned a lot in this process, I'm sure. But everybody was, you know, I was feeling phone calls right and left, what's going on. And of course, the rumors were flying around. They had bad interviews, and he probably did, because I think he felt like he was in control of the interview, and he only wanted to certain places he wanted to go, and he treated it that way. He didn't realize he was not in control in this situation.
And so, were you buying the reports that maybe he had interviewed poorly with teams?
Yeah, I could see that. You know, he's got a confidence level that crosses the line to cocky and maybe obnoxious every once in a while. But he's, you know, basically, he's a good, bright kid. And, you know, understand, he's a four-year player. This isn't – and there's a difference. I mean, I was in the college level for a long time, and there's a difference between a fourth-year player and a fifth-year player in maturity. And so he's a four-year player there. Nobody's thrown that in. I haven't heard that from anybody. But it does make a difference.
So now, after everything that happened, he's here in Cleveland. Rookie minicamp's coming up. How does he compete against a guy like Dylan Gabriel, who the Browns, whatever reason, Gary, they liked the total package of Dylan Gabriel better because they took him two rounds higher. Kenny Pickett, who was a former first-round pick, had minimal success in Pittsburgh last year with the Eagles, and Joe Flacco, who's 40. They need a starting quarterback, and I would think each one of those guys has a chance. If you're Shadur, how do you approach this?
Well, I would think so, too. And I think Shadur's just got to go to work. He's got to prove himself right now. Don't prove them wrong. Prove yourself right here. And be everything that you claim to be. You know, he's always referring to the work he puts in. He's always referring to the understanding of the offense. He's always referring to his conversations with coaches. Well, now that's what he's got to do. He's got to go do that at an even higher level. And, you know, again, like I said, he's only a fourth-year player, so he's got some maturing to do. And he certainly has the skills and ability. You know, I was around this kid for 2 years, and he 94 sacks, and you can say he held the ball too long, but let me tell you, the biggest rushing year for any back when he was there was 300 yards. Had no running game, no offensive line, no tight end. I mean, so pretty much we were whatever Shadur could manufacture in that situation. So, you know what? He's just got to go in and sort of treat this the same way. He's got to go manufacture his position.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is strictly a coach's question, too. It's like, you know, his dad was his coach in college, right? His dad was also his coach in high school. I'm wondering what that separation is going to be like for him, not having, you know, your dad in the know on everything. How does that play out, and how will he transition with that?
Well, he's been coached the last 2 years by Pat Shurmur, who's an NFL veteran guy, mm-hmm. and he's NFL all the way. And so he's had that going for him for the last 2 years, and especially all of this past season. And Pat's a pretty low-key guy. And, I think Pat, for the most part, raves about this kid. And his whole temperament sort of seems heroic, given his situation there in Boulder with the people around him. But he has had that. You know, and so I think that's going to help. And I think if he's wise, he'll go talk to Pat about this whole thing a little further. So I'm interested to talk to Pat and see what kind of conversations they've had since. So, but he's got a really good friend there that's been there, done that at every level, and he'd be remiss if he didn't take advantage of that.
Gary Barnett joining us, former head coach at Northwestern, Colorado. Color commentator. Gary, you saw Travis Hunter for 2 years do a lot of great things on the football field. Browns got an absolute haul in trading the second pick, but they don't have Travis Hunter. Is it a mistake? Should the Browns have taken him? What do you think?
I don't think we know that till down the road a little bit, but Travis Hunter is a unicorn, guys. The first time I ever laid eyes on him, first of all, I got all the practice tape, and I live in Arizona. And so when they were going through spring ball, Deion didn't put numbers on the players. And so I didn't know who I was watching, except one guy. There was one guy I knew who it was because he stood out on every play. And, over 2 years calling his games, three times I saw him intercept passes in man coverage when the ball was thrown to another man. And he just had done enough route reading, had the instincts that he goes over and picks off somebody else's pass. So he's just crazy good and crazy skilled. And he's as humble as Shadur is cocky.
That's a good way to put it.
That's nice. Yeah.
Let me just go, cause this is our last question here. Just Shadur Sanders will be successful in the NFL. If he does what, coach?
If he buys in to the humility piece that he's got to acquire, and he's got the tools to do it.
Outstanding. Gary Barnett, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Always enjoy your work as well. So thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Gary Barnett, former coach of Colorado, was at Northwestern and has also worked television. He's a color analyst for the Buffaloes at Colorado now. So, and he knows both those guys so well and understands it. So I thought that was interesting, the last point that he made.